Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Priest Attica. This is my honor to bring you tonight Miss Marva King. Man, I'm trying to tell you, I am ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? Good evening, Miss King.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excited. You got my program director excited. You got a couple of people from other shows excited. They were like, who you got? Stop asking how.
Aww.
Just go. Look, get in the line, and we're going to do this thing right on the radio. That's what we're doing. Okay?
That's right.
So that's my job in the listening room, is to bring on quality people such as yourself, put your music out there, and let the people hear it, and get out of your
Thank
way
you.
So you can have a conversation with them. That's my hype. I'm out of it. Have a good evening.
Right.
Talk to these people, please, Ms. King.
Okay, well, you know, I'm an artist. For those that don't know, I've been around a few decades recording music on my own, writing music since the beginning of my career, since I was in my teens, and which landed me my first record deal, Planet Electra Asylum Records. I had the pleasure before that of working with Stevie Wonder, who actually took me out on the road initially, and let me see what it's like being out there with a superstar and, you know, just see what that life is about. And from there, I ended up having a top five record and top three record in several countries with the first album. It was more pop-based R&B, and I wasn't so happy about that. The producer who actually signed me at that time, he was one of the biggest producers in the industry. He was producing Diana Ross and the Pointer Sisters and, you know, big name pop acts, Bette Midler, people like that. But he said he would do more R&B, and when the album was done, of course, he would stick with what he was more familiar with, which was fine for him. But for me, being a youngster too, I was like, no, I grew up listening to Earth, Wind & Fire and, you know, Rufus and Chaka Khan and all those people, you know, James Brown and the Isleys, and, you know, I could go on and on about the influences that I had. So I kind of envisioned myself doing more of that style and that genre of music. So I was underage, so I got out of the contract. The record still did very well. So I moved on, and then I started working with other artists. I got several other record deals with major labels, and I'm just kind of fast-forwarding. But I had the pleasure of working with people like Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, got a chance to spend a lot of time around him and become very close with he and his family. And then Stevie remained my friend. He was mad at me for getting my record deal and leaving, but, you know, we reunited and ended up being the best of friends and still to this day. So, you know, I had a pretty illustrious run with working and backing other people up for, you know, a decade and a half. And I married and had a child and kind of pulled back a little bit. And like I said, I became a big session worker. So I've been on so many artists that, I mean, I won't even start to name all the artists. You can Google it or Wikipedia it, and my bio's out there for people to be able to see who I've worked with. And that's not even including everybody. It's just too much. It's like just too much information.
See?
So, I
just wanted to get that part out of the way, you know what I'm saying? Because that part, people can Google all that. They can go, look at the list right here. It's phenomenal. Okay, now, what I surmise is this, right, because they didn't give you your props in that time. The musicians mm-hmm. like yourself and myself and other musicians, 30 years now is when the music is sellable. Now it's marketable, right now.
Yep.
So now, now that you're out here moving around, you're moving with Norman Collins and whatnot, so you remain fluid. So now, doing the COVID thing, your live performances will sell out every time. I'm listening to your music, and I'm like, hold on, but I got this music. How do I got this music? Right? And then I think about it from the musicians that I know. I'm like, I collected your music in private songs, private writers, from a bass player that may have written for you or a songwriter that may have written for you. I may have gotten it and be like, oh, that's okay, I got that. I got you.
Right.
So now, on that level, we're saying Miss Marva King is that person you should keep your eye out for. Where do people go reach you on, like, Instagram or your web page or something like that, so we can be like, let's get those numbers up?
Yes. Yeah, well, on Instagram is Marva Queen King, which I just started using Instagram, like, the last year and a half. You know, my PR people are like, look, you got to do it. But I'm a big Facebook girl, but Marva Queen King is on Instagram, and that's the one that, you know, labels and promoters, and they look at Instagram. So, yeah, I do. I got to work on those numbers there, and I got to come on more often, but I will if
yes,
more people come
sure
on.
Yes, ma'am, you sure do, and give people a taste of you live, man, because listen, you're on the listening room. What I do exclusively is give the people music. You can go back to my archives and check all the music, and I listen to music.
Right.
So now I want the live people to come on and talk about the music, the musicians around them, and how they influence certain people, because I'm sure you influence Stevie Wonder. I'm sure of that. Because I listen to your music, and I'm sure that you come on, Marva, you playing now. You got to be like, okay, I did write a little something over here, or, you know, because I can feel that in the music. For real, it's real talk.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And then I'm gonna finish giving you my handles. Marva King Official on Facebook or marva.king.90. And Twitter is Marva Kang, K-A-N-G. And like I said, all of them have their own little personality. So that's why I have so many different names of them, but it's still with Marva. But, yeah, I've written with, I've been influenced by and have influenced even some of the artists that I grew up loving. You know, Stevie would listen to some of the things I did. I worked with Prince, and Prince ended up he ended up listening to and was influenced by a few things and kind of let me know it, too, that I did. But, you know, I wrote for some other artists. I did production on some other artists like Philip Bailey. I wrote a hit record for the Whispers. I've written for Layla Hathaway. And, I mean, there's other groups, too, some international, some national groups. But I've really been so into doing what I feel that I want to do as an artist, you know, and keeping my own direction and all that. So, you know, I write for myself with the intent of me recording it. If some other people are interested, then that's another story. But, and Lionel Richie, I've written for Lionel Richie that he's recorded. Matter of fact, he just re-released a project 2 months ago that I wrote a song called Peace of Love, which was a smash hit for him, actually, but because he writes his own material, he wanted his songs to be the single, and the label just went up in smoke. They were like, wow, this is the perfect song for him. And he's a good friend of mine, so, you know, I get it, and I understood. So I'm just glad that it still made the project. But, you know, that's what I do. I'm a songwriter. I produce. I cut tracks now. I've gone to another level with that. And every song that you hear that you've heard of mine as an independent, I've written those songs or co-written the songs, and I've produced or co-produced the songs. So bottom line is that's just, you know, musically, that's where my focus is now, is writing and production and still planning to be, you know, that artist. And I put music out. I just released a song called Prince in honor of him for his birthday. And that's one you can get on all the cyber stores, too, and just check it out and go look out on YouTube and everything. So, you know, that's just where everything is in my career right now. Still focus on music. And then I got a few other things in the fire that I'm working on as well. That's kind of competing with the music area.
Okay, it's called living. That's what it's called. It's called living.
It's called living.
You do all the living you can do and keep it going, but... Listen, one thing I did is I was having a difficulty downloading that song, Prince. But I'm going to put it in my cycle, right? But I heard this tune, Shotgun, right?
Uh-huh.
Can I play this tune for you right quick, and then you tell me what that is, if you don't mind?
Sure. Yeah, it's called
all right,
Shotgun
people,
at Us. It's called Shotgun
okay.
at Us. Yeah.
Shotgun at Us. That's exclusively here on the Listening Room, D.C. I'm your host, Freeze Alica. I'm here with Marva King. I'm energized. How about Shotguns at Us?
So caught up in the news these days, what is happening with my people, what's our leaders got to say? Who really cares for us? Well, in only God I trust for redemption. Heavenly Father, you created us equal, not to play the sequel again and again. Evil will never win, though it's hit. With many rounds of thunder from automatic weapons, well, bullets are spraining, blood is staining, innocence guilty is provoking war. Always pointing shotguns at us instead of making effort to unite us. You point the war.
Didn't request the shift of atmosphere. Though you didn't capture us, you benefit from blood that was spilled here. Who could discover what people who is native had covered for millennia? They were called savages, everything but American. Brother, there's a color we all share together.
Flowing through the body and the
tears of humanity, crimson red.
You're
always throwing your shotgun back. Instead of making effort to unite us, you point the weapon and you get the tears, the wild and fear. But all I
on DC. I'm your host, Priest Attica. I have my special guest, Marva King, and she pulled out the shotguns, and or it was while he was pointing at us or whatever. That sounded like too much like a love song, Miss King. I'm sorry. I ain't get the feeling I was being shot at. I'm sorry.
You said a love song?
That right there. I was listening to the, when I first heard it, I listened to it, and I said, this is not a love song. So I listened to it again while you on the air, and I'm going like, but I don't feel like I'm being shot at. You said it so smooth. I mean, like, I had to go back and listen again. I guess that's what's going to make the song downloadable, because you got to listen to it again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You got to listen to the words to that song. As a matter of fact, I have the lyrics on YouTube as well for people to be able to follow the lyrics, because I want really for people to focus on it. And I got a music video for that as well. But no, this is all about Black Lives Matter and the injustice that have been brought to our people for, you know, decades, many, many decades, for millennials. And, you know, it's just time for us to focus on ourselves as a people, and then for other people to basically own up to what they know, their ancestors, and even some of them who are still with that old mindset of racism and inequality and all that. So I disrupted my project so that I could go on that particular song, and that was what I did. I wanted to make sure it came out, and I shared it with people like Stevie Wonder and Terry Lewis from The Time, and, you know, Lionel Richie, and all of them really commended me for doing it. And I said, you know, I want to hope that all of you guys who have a bigger platform than me will also join the fight you know, and doing whatever you can to try to help abolish all of this kind of negativity for us as a people.
Well, I know for sure that that song is in rotation here on the Listening Room DC and on the Listening Room Philly. It's going on both of my platforms because I had to listen to it again. I'm telling you, sis, I'm listening to the song, and I'm going like, but it sounds so melodic, and it's got your attention. So when you listen to the words intently, you'd be like, but hold on, she's explaining history to us. So when you catch the history, you'd be like, hold on, man. That's a clever way to do history, though. You will get the audience with that. That's for sure. You will get the audience with that. Yeah, that's clever. That's a clever way to deliver that.
That's the purpose. So that I said, that's the purpose. We have to be conscious. We have to do it well.
Okay.
You know, to me, that's my contribution musically towards bringing attention to this subject matter.
Well, I'm telling you, the thing is popping. I hope you got one more minute for a question or two from a couple of my friends hanging out on the radio show.
Okay, yeah,
all
I got
right,
a quick minute, and then I got to get going because the booking agents are already calling me.
Oh, man, you got to tell them, look, man, we're trying to get you some more people over at your show. So
no, they understand, but
they sold out already? Did they tell us?
I have no idea what's going on today.
Well, we're going to show number five. Well, we're going to do our best to make sure it's set out. DJ Sincere, are you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm jamming with Miss Marva King, man, and she got it going on, bro. So I figured you might want to say two words or something and get your talk in right quick.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, hello, Miss King, first of all.
How are you?
I just want to thank you. All right. Well, I'm the program director here on Dirty Basement Radio, and, you know, we've been running around the back getting ourselves together, you know, for your, you know, appearance today. So we definitely want to thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule. We know that you're getting ready for your performance tonight, so we definitely wish you the best of luck tonight. I know it's going to be a fantastic performance. Now, over the past couple of days, I've been immersing myself, you know, into your music and becoming more and more familiar, you know, with you. And, you know, could you talk a little bit about your experience? I don't think I've heard you talk about it yet, your experience Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't spoken about that. It was a situation that, quite unexpectedly, someone who actually used to work with Prince, who used to do the box collection for him, collecting the money, he ran into me in an airport in another city and said, I want to call you. He called me, and I thought it was going to be about music in record business, and he said, I was a production, and I think you're perfect. I told him you're perfect, and I ended up, I hid from all of them because I really wasn't interested in doing it at that time. Wasn't, nothing in particular, just wasn't interested in doing it, but they ended up catching up with me, and he said, you know, this role is set aside for you because Millie Jackson was supposed to do it and she's not, and other people want to do it and they're holding it for you. So I went the next day to Atlanta and met with Tyler and ended up, you know, solidifying what we were going to do, and I ended up starring in the production, and it ended up being one of the biggest things that I've ever done because it's grossed well over $100 million in revenue, and has a cult following of all the productions that he's done. So it was interesting because I got a chance to do impromptu and write a lot of material.
I'm sorry. Did you have any acting experience prior to that?
After or before?
Before.
Oh, before that, very little. I had taken some acting classes. I had been featured in like some commercials and things like that, like that commercial that Michael Jackson, where his hair caught on fire at that Pepsi commercial. I was actually in that commercial. I actually had a feature, but a greedy, I call him greedy because he wanted to be in the camera shot and caused me to end up getting hit by the dolly. But I was
wow.
in, the commercial would have started with me jumping up and screaming and all this stuff. Yeah, and I had to be removed because the dolly ran over my foot, but he wouldn't move out of the way because he wanted to be in the thing. But I did other small parts in productions, some television shows, you know, played small roles before that. Yeah. But I did do some acting. Yeah.
Okay, well, can we expect to see you in anything in the near future?
Well, yes, I plan to. I mean, I just had a conversation yesterday. I'm going to wait. But, yes, I do have some things in works right now that I plan to be a part of. Yep. And I'll keep you posted. Oh. That's why it's good to follow the artists and all that, and you all can see what's going on.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, once again, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us today, and I'm going to give you back to Priest.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Thank you, DJ Sincere. DJ Sincere is the host of Dirty Basement Radio on Saturdays, 5 to 7. So you will be having your music played again, Miss Key, because it's popping, okay? And one last person. Huh? Excuse me?
No, I just said thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. So you did the music. I'm doing the easy part. I'm a traffic controller, okay? So I got one more show host that's trying to get at you because I think they want you on their show. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ms. Nara.
Peace and blessings, sister.
Likewise.
That you already gave yourself that title of queen that so many women are reluctant to actually acknowledge themselves as being. And then just listening to your track record, I learned a long time ago dealing with an artist named Donald Blackman, you know, a track record really paints a picture for the amount of work and work ethic and the things that you've done. You named some of my all-time favorite people, and just you being able to being in the midst of those people, I am in awe, and I don't even have a question. I just want to say, well done, never give up, continue, and please don't be a stranger. Let us know what you're dealing with, what you're doing, and I'm so thankful that I got a chance to say hello to you because, you know, hard work pays off.
Yes, it does, and thank you. I appreciate that.
I congratulate you on everything you do.
Go ahead.
I can go on everything you do, and I celebrate you too, Queen. And the music sounds beautiful.
Thank you. making me even happier to have done the show.
Well, that's what we do here, and our rush is to make you blush, and I just heard you blush. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, sis. So that was Mr. Raw. He has the Brother and Sister Experience on Thursday nights here on Dirty Basement Radio. So you probably will get an invite on at least four different shows on this platform because anytime you got some music, we want to be the first guys, plural, to put that music out there and let the people hear it. And we're going to do our thing. And if you have 3 minutes and 41 seconds, I can put on your song, Steppin', and I'll leave you alone for the rest of the day.
You can put it on, but I don't have the 3 minutes. I got to get out of here now because I got to hit the sound.
I'm going to thank you, Miss King. I'm going to thank you. Yeah, of course
you can still play it,
though. I booked 90 minutes show, okay? So I got your music. I got you to come in and make people blush and make the thing happen. So
right,
I'm
going to
let you go.
Back.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go do your thing. Can you tell the people where you're at tonight so maybe they can just show up and do something? Clap their hands or something.
Definitely. it's been good shows. We've had a great time. This is show number 5. It's at the Keystone Corner Club, and that's here in Baltimore, right on the water. Beautiful place, great food, and just everything. The atmosphere is really good, grown and sexy people. And then you have myself and, you know, Mr. Norman Connors and just a lot of great people. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Each night, each show has been very unique in its own right, and I'm loving it. So we have two shows, one at 5 today and one at 7:30 p.m. today. We started early today.
All right. Now, that's what's happening here on the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm here with my special guest, Marva King. You have time to go put your clothes on and get down there and make your presence known. Thank you, Ms. King, for coming in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back to the music, and you have a good show, and I'm gonna talk to you and text you and get on your nerves. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Priest.
We step.
Okay. All right.
World. Here it is. MK. Stepping up. Now set your drinks down for this one. We about to cut a rug. Yeah.
When you call me, baby, you know I'm done. Yeah. I got your message, so I'm on my way, yeah. Hope you're relaxed and prepared for me, 'cause you know you're my baby.
You're my baby, baby.
Alica. I had the great honor and pleasure having Miss Martha King on the air tonight. She made my whole day. I'm trying to tell you, that's what it is here on the Listen Room DC. Got to work with the schedule of the artists, try to make a special edition for these artists so that their music can be played and you can go back to the archives and listen to the sound again and go back and get all the information there. So listen to the show carefully. You might not want to miss any notes. Then guess what? It is now downloadable. So you can just go ahead and hit Dirty Basement Radio, boom, and you'll see the shows, download it, put it on at your convenience, listen to it, boom. Thank you, Ms. Marva King, for coming in and accentuating the positive. Thank you so much.
Oh, you got an accent to do it positive and eliminate the negative. That's what you're about. Too deep, affirmative. Don't mess with nothing in between. You gotta spread joy, spread it up to the maximum. Bring pain down, down to the minimum. Look out, y'all. Oh, pandemonium, just love to jump into the scene. You gotta think all things are possible, and all thoughts of the improbable. Having all ain't that remarkable. After all, it's all what you believe. To illustrate in my last stray mark, talking about Jonah in the wilderness, in the ark. What did they do when things look so dark? Listen to what they said. What they said, you gotta accentuate it, articulate it. Bet your life you'll be motivated. Let me get you back to what I mean. I mean, you gotta accentuate it, real positive. Eliminate it, negative, negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with nothing in between. no force. Everything is love. No such word as war. There's no black and no white. Rainbow colors day. Rest the days and nights. Life's a paradise. Thank you.
Yeah, we back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. My special guest tonight was Miss Marva King. She put on some inspiring things to me, and I just had to play some music to remind her, like, yo, you're amongst the greats right now. So let me answer this 787 number. Peace, family. All right, I'll put you on the listening room status. That's what we're going to do. Put the pedal to the metal.
I don't drive, but if I did, I'd be a race car driver. And I don't dive, but if I did, I'd be a deep sea diver. Backup plan, I'm not your man. Just in case, doesn't win the race, won't get your buried treasure. With compromise and half measures, push on through till you get to the other side. And keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. Oh yeah, keep the pedal to the metal. Yeah. I don't believe, but if I did, I'd be a true believer.
Yes, I would.
And I don't deceive, but if I did, I'd be a wily dealer. Backup plan, I'm not your man. Just in case, doesn't win the race, won't get your buried treasure. With compromise and half measures, push on through till you get to the other side. Keep the pedal to the metal.
Thank you. didn't want to hear what he had to say, so I turned my head the other way. I wanted to leave, but I couldn't move. The preacher got into his spiritual groove. Things he was saying, he was talking about me. It's all a coincidence, it just couldn't be. Things he said, he touched my heart. I feel my life has a brand new start. I bowed my head, tears filled my eyes. The feeling of loneliness started to die. You see, if I can make it, you can too. So many things in life that you can do. You keep your head up and look to the sky. Nothing beats a failure but a try. I know. Can you feel the sun shining on you? Can you see the sun is in the sky? Can you feel the sun is shining down on you? Into the sky, I know you see the sun. Can you feel the sun is shining down on you?
Another evening here. Thank you for coming into the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We had our special guest, Miss Marva King. Thanks to Mr. Raw. Thanks to DJ Sincere for help putting this whole thing together. Thank you, brothers, for making this thing a show, bro. That's what's up.
All right, well, no doubt. We do the best we can in situations like this to get it all together for a special guest to come through at the last minute. We're glad we were able to accommodate them and they were able to accommodate us. So, yeah, the fantastic show. If you missed it, make sure you go back to the archive.
Well, you heard that. Mr. Raw, what you got to say about that song right there, bro?
And great show. It was a great artist. He definitely a great volume work done. And the artistry is good, man. Something to I can check the archive in case. And then on to the next show. Tomorrow it is the listening room, Philly. Get it in where you, baby. I'm still turning up for the Bond Day. So next mission.
Okay, so now who did that song right there? Can you see the song? Who did that song right there?
That was Donald Blackman. I was supposed to do that song too, but
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Say that again, bro.
I said, that's Donald Blackman. I posted that song too, but I didn't make the deadline. Regret that, but it's all right. I can still always throw some live drums on it, throw some live bars on it, and get on in.
Well, that's what we're going to do, man. I'm just going to tune everybody out, man. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Please go to the icons on Dirty Basement Radio and see what you can find there. To listen. How about that?
Until the next show, we do the best we can. Do the best and bless.
All right. We're going to drop off some crowd control for them on the way out. Peace.
Hey. Yeah. I see a lot of people out there tonight. Are y'all ready to party with black men? I can't hear you. I said, are you ready to party with black men? Because I know I am. Hey, yo, one of the mics. Get ready to control the crowd. Can you feel it? Nothing to say. When black men's on the track, there is no crowd behavior. Ask your neighbor about the flavor on the keys. And he play with these to leave you weak in the knees. Please, don't take nice roll on the skills. He gets you open like thrills, and you can label him no frills. He's a rookie to the music game, so remember the name. Donald Blackman, he's one of the same. No one to blame when Raw spitting the face straight to your ear with lyrical aim. You know the game, don't act aim, cause we got it under control. We're here to have a good time, no matter young or old. Remove your soul and take the stress off your shoulders, so act like I told you. We're the crowd control from night to morn. We get it on, never get on. Keep ripping and ripping the track until it's on, so bring it on. If you're ready to party with us, it's a must. We bring everybody with us to a higher plateau. So So if you're ready, let's go. And once the beat drops,
watch out.
We're ready to rhyme at any given time. We want the mic by my side at a drop of a dime. Ready to lead the blind in the new direction. Mix the hip hop and funk in the truth connection. From house party to club to the barbecue. Get on the dance floor, do what you feel to do. If you feel the truth, don't fuss, it can happen to you. But feel the vibe, yeah, let it shine all through. And enjoy yourself any way you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind. I said enjoy it, no matter how you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind.